I will let you know. Now I feel a bit nervous. Why? Because nobody checked my English of my sermon. So this is all my English. So I hope, yes, I hope you understand what I say anyway. God will bless you to understand what I'm saying here. As we gather on this blessed Easter day, we are reminded of the incredible story of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, who died on the cross and rose again on the third day. This story is the foundation of our faith, and it continues to inspire and transform people all around the world. Today, I'd like to talk a bit about the power of a story before talking about the Easter story. The concept of a story was very important to early Christians because their faith was rooted in the stories of Jesus Christ and his disciples. These stories were passed down orally from generation to generation before they were eventually written down in the Gospels and other early Christian texts. Stories are a powerful tool for communication because they help us to convey complex ideas in a simple and relatable way. Stories can capture people's attention and help them to understand and remember important information. Stories can create an emotional connection between people. We feel understood and validated when we hear a story that resonates with us. This can help to build trust and deepen relationships. Stories can help us to develop empathy by allowing us to see things from someone else's perspective. This can be particularly important when there is a lack of understanding or empathy. Stories can be a source of inspiration. Hearing about someone overcoming adversity or achieving their goals can motivate us to do the same. Stories are an important part of many cultures. They pass on traditions, beliefs, and values from generation to generation. By preserving stories, we can help to keep these cultural traditions alive. So, the story of Jesus, the Easter story, provided a sense of continuity and connection to the past and a source of hope and inspiration for the present and future. In John 20:1-8, we read about the story of Mary Magdalene, who went to the tomb early in the morning and found it empty. She was distraught and confused, not understanding what had happened to Jesus' body. But then Jesus appeared to her and everything changed. Mary went from being filled with grief and despair to joy and hope as she realized that Jesus was alive and with her again. In Acts 10, 34 to 43, we read about another powerful story, the story of Cornelius and Peter. Cornelius was a Roman centurion seeking to know more about Jesus. And Peter had a vision from God that led him to Cornelius. Through this encounter, Cornelius and his family came to know and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And Peter realized that the message of Jesus was meant for all people. Peter begins by saying that God shows no partiality and accepts people from all nations. He then talks about the story of Jesus, such as his life, ministry, death, and resurrection. In this passage, Peter explains how Jesus' message and his story are for all people, regardless of their background or nationality. These stories of Jesus, his disciples, even our story, are interconnected. Jesus' story is the foundation upon which our story is built. It is through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his resurrection that we are offered the opportunity to enter into a new story, one that is filled with hope, grace, and redemption. The story of Jesus can also inspire us to live our lives with purpose and meaning and to make a positive difference in the world around us. By following his examples of selflessness, service, and love, we can cultivate a spirit of generosity and compassion that can transform our lives and those around us. Moreover, the Easter story can remind us that even in the darkest moment of our lives, there is hope for renewal and transformation. Just as Jesus emerged from the tomb on the third day, we can also find new life and new beginnings, even amid difficult circumstances. Ultimately, the story of Jesus is a message of love, hope, and redemption that transcends time and speaks to the deepest longings of the human heart. By embracing these values and striving to live them out, we can find greater meaning, purpose, and fulfillment, and became agents of positive change in our world. So, my friends in Endeavor Hills United Church, as we celebrate this Easter today, I want to encourage you to enter the new story that Jesus has for you. As we reflect on Jesus' magnificent story, this Easter story today, remember that they are interconnected to us beyond time and place. May we be like Mary Magdalene, who sought out Jesus even during her grief. And may we be like Cornelius and Peter, who embraced the new story of Jesus' love and grace. And as we go forth from this place, may we carry the message of Easter with us, sharing it with others. May Jesus' story to be our story. Amen.